And we are back. This is Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Karan Vigiano, and it's my pleasure to welcome to the show today Roberta Diamond. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
That's great. Roberta is the owner of Maxi Brace, located in Island Park, New York. Roberta, please tell us a little bit about your business.
About 5 to 7 years ago, I bought this little durable medical equipment company. We do distribution of back braces, knee braces to chiropractors, podiatrists, physical therapy, up into Canada, all over the country, Puerto Rico. You break them, we brace them.
There you go. That's a good motto you have there, right? Exactly. Now, being from the island here, New York is loaded with all different types of sports where, unfortunately, you know, people do get hurt. We have football, hockey, baseball. Exactly. So do you accommodate a lot of these local teams in our area?
No, I deal with orthotists, I deal with the podiatrists, I deal with the chiropractors who deal with that, and I supply product to them.
Exactly.
I do distribution.
Distribution to them. But it's your product that they're getting. That's the point I was making.
Yes,
yes,
correct.
Exactly. Definitely. Now, what made you get into this type of business?
I've always wanted to be more in the medical arena. Based on some of the things I've done and the way the economy was or is, I decided I needed to diversify, and I thought this would be a good area to diversify into.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what did you do before this, prior to having this business?
Distribution of shoe repair and shoe store supplies.
Oh, very nice. And then you branched out into the medical end of it, which only makes perfect sense.
Correct, because I also have materials for orthotics, for some of the people that make orthotics.
Very nice. So you have an actual storefront that the public can just come if they need orthotics, that type of thing?
No, you have to call by appointment. I don't do the actual production. The public can call, but by appointment.
Okay, very good. Very good, by appointment. That's good to know. And so where do you see your business going from here?
A work in progress.
Yes, definitely, right? Every business is, yes. But elaborate on that, please.
We're in the process of making the website bigger. We're now just doing distribution of defibrillators, working on being able to become trainers for the AEDs. To both the practitioner and the consumer.
Yes, and so you,
which is CPR.
CPR training. That's what I was going to say. You yourself are, training to be a CPR trainer, and also with the defibrillators as well. Correct.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, that's a big undertaking. You know. Now, do you have other family members working with you?
Not at this time, no.
No? Okay. I was just, curious if you had, because sometimes with a business like this, sometimes it's family-owned and family-run because
it started out. Yes, it started out that way, but when I branched into the medical arena, I did that myself.
Oh, very nice. That's great. So that was a big undertaking.
Absolutely, but you know what? If you don't think out of the box, you get nowhere. You can't lie dormant and stagnant.
No, definitely not.
You have to grow.
Absolutely.
Or try to grow anyways.
Exactly. If you have an idea, you have to go with it, definitely. Now, with your other business, was it also in this area in Island Park?
Yeah. Prior to being in Island Park, I was in downtown Manhattan.
Oh, that's very nice. Oh, okay. And with this business as well, or with the shoe business?
The shoe repair and shoes. No, the medical side of the business has always been in Island Park.
In Island Park, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so how was that? What kind of experience did you have, being in Manhattan?
It was great being in Manhattan. Just family members decided they were either moving into Manhattan and, or they were moving out to Long Island. So we moved the business out. And for me, it was a blessing in disguise because I was a single parent.
Oh, yes, definitely. So that was a good move for you then, definitely.
Yes, because it made it much easier for me to revolve around my son.
Exactly, yes. Now, how old is your son now?
25.
Oh, very nice. So he's a man now. He's no longer a kid.
Correct.
That's so funny. That's great. Well, I wish you much continued success, and thank you for joining us. Let me just tell our listeners a little bit about you. We've been speaking with Roberta Diamond. Roberta is the CEO at Maxi Brace, located here on Long Island in Island Park. You can email her at shoestuff@juno.com, and her website is www.maxibrace.com. And if anyone would like to visit her store, you can email her, and then you can make an appointment that way. Thank you so much, Roberta.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
I will. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. You've been listening to Open Forum. When we return, we'll be joined by another special guest. You're listening to WRNW1.com.